luck. But there is room for doubt. At times you have a very unladylike way of running out. You're on this date with me. The pickings have been lush. And yet before this evening is over, you might give me the brush. You might forget your manners. You might refuse to stay. And so the best that I can do is pray. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck, if you've ever been a lady to begin with, luck be a lady tonight. Luck, let a gentleman see how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair. It isn't nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. Let's keep this party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the fella you came in with. Luck be a lady tonight. Let a gentleman see just how nice a dame you can be. I know the way you've treated other guys you've been with. Hey, luck be a lady with me. A lady doesn't leave her escort. It isn't fair, and it's not nice. A lady doesn't wander all over the room and blow on some other guy's dice. So let's keep the party polite. Never get out of my sight. Stick with me, baby, I'm the guy that you came in with. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady. Luck be a lady.
someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. Though I may be lonely now, I'll see it through somehow. To someone's heart I know I hold the key. Somewhere there's a someone for everyone. Somewhere there's a someone for me. And I'll search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. Search my whole life through until I find a love that's true. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me. For I know somewhere there's a someone for me.
Gorgeous Sunday afternoon here in Shoretown Ballpark. I'm Greg Giamborisi. Good afternoon, everybody. Time for game number six of a six-game series between your Jersey Shore Blue Claws and the Greenville Drive. Blue Claws winners of a doubleheader yesterday, both ends. They've taken three of the first five and go for a series victory today over their Southern Division rivals. First pitch coming up in a few minutes at 1:05. Jersey Shore is the high-A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, 16-26. And Greenville, the high-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, they are 17-27 on the season. Matt Russell will get the ball for Jersey Shore as the Blue Claws try to tack on another win, and that would give them four out of six in the series here from Greenville. Their lone meetings of the season between the two ball clubs here in 2022. We'll get to the pitching preview in a little bit. First, a quick look back at yesterday, Saturday afternoon, here where the Blue Claws took both from Greenville, fell behind early in game one, came back to tie the game, and then would rally to win it. In the bottom of the fifth inning, down 2-1, Johan Rojas, an RBI triple to score the game's the Blue Claws' second run and tie the game after a pitching change. Ethan Wilson, on the first pitch he saw in his next at-bat, line to base, hit into right center to easily score Rojas. And Jason Ruffcorn got his seventh save with a scoreless seventh inning. Remember, seven-inning games in doubleheaders. And the Blue Claws winners yesterday in the first game by a final score of 3-2. The second game went to the Blue Claws as well. Much more comfortable victory by a final score of 5-1. In the bottom of the third inning, Ethan Wilson had a three-run home run over the wall in right center. He had a great day yesterday. We'll talk about that in a moment. And then Ben Brown was just outstanding. He struck out 11 hitters over five scoreless innings, gave up just one hit. Second game for him where he struck out double digits as a pro. The other one, he struck out 16 hitters in a game off pitching for the Gulf Coast Phillies in 2018. And the 11 strikeouts, most by any Blue Claws pitcher here in 2021. Nick Matera and Rickson Wingrove added homers later on for Jersey Shore. But, you know, Brown pitched great. I think the MVP, though, of the game of the day, at least for the Blue Claws, was Ethan Wilson. Because not only did he have the game-winning hit in game one, but earlier in the game he made a sneaky good play, throwing out a runner at home plate that, as it turned out, became a critical play in the ball game. Mick Abel got into some trouble in the bottom of the top half of the second inning and walked the eight hitter after getting ahead of him 0-2, which loaded the bases. He then gave up a base hit to score one run, but Wilson threw out the runner at home plate. That would have made it 2-0, and it flipped the lineup over and brought the top of the order in Tyler McDonough. But Wilson threw the runner out at home plate to win the inning, keep it a 1-0 game. Poupons would rally to win it 3-2, and he would get the game-winning hit. And then, of course, in game two, the three-run home run to open up the scoring. So Buchloss would roll to a 5-1 win yesterday. But today, they will go for win number three in a row. They have one three-game winning streak this year. That was a four-game streak, in fact, back in April against Asheville. And Buchloss have continued to play very well at home. They're 11-8 at home this year and averaging a little over four runs per game here in Lakewood, just 5-18 on the road and barely averaging three runs per game in road games, where they're hitting just 185, hitting 54 points higher at 239 here in Shoretown Ballpark. A beautiful day. The wind is blowing in as it has for most of the season. Now, it blew out a little bit yesterday. I would say it wasn't really that much of a factor, all things said, for the most part yesterday. It caused some trouble on some infield or catch pop-ups rather behind the plate yesterday for Nick Matera, but for the most part wind blowing out and that was fine. Today though, blowing in, it'll be tougher for the hitters to get anything out of here. Buchloss did hit three home runs in the doubleheader yesterday. Matera, Rickson Wingrove, and Ethan Wilson. Wingrove has homered in three straight games for Jersey Shore, and he's hit three homers this week. In fact, in each of his last three games started, he has homered. He played in the first game of the doubleheader yesterday, one inning defensively in the ninth, but or the seventh as a defensive replacement, but did not bat. But his last three games in which he's hit, he has homered for Jersey Shore. 7-15, three home runs already this year for Rickson Wingrove, or this week, I should say, since joining the Buchloss back on Tuesday. Pitching preview brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center's Southern Campus. At RWJ Barnabas Health, life is better healthy. Visit rwjbh.org. Matt Russell for the Buchloss, a 23-year-old right-hander from Missouri State. And he will get the ball, a non-drafted free agent signed in 2021. Six games, four starts, 0-4, an ERA of 6.52. 19 and a third innings, 28 hits. He's walked seven, and he has struck out 14. He last pitched in Wilmington 1 week ago, gave up four runs on eight hits in five innings. And his previous start was on May 17th, also in Wilmington, and he gave up eight runs, three earned in an inning and two-thirds. So 14 hits and seven earned runs in six and two-thirds innings in that Wilmington series. And before that, though, he had probably his best outing of the year against Bowling Green on May 10th, and he gave up one unearned run in four innings of that ball game. His first home start since April 24th, and Russell on the mound. In fact, he has started three of the four Sunday home games for the Buchloss. They wear the sleeveless yellow jerseys that say Jersey Shore in blue across the chest. Brendan Salucci on the mound for Greenville, a left-hander, 23 years old, from Philly, went to Tulane in New Orleans, and he started the morning game on Tuesday through two scoreless innings. In fact, he picked off two runners. He has not pitched more than two innings in any game this year, so I would expect he's just serving as the opener again today, which he's done several times for the drive this season. He's a 23-year-old lefty, as we said. He'll turn 24 coming up at the end of June. This year, he is 1-3 with a 7.78 ERA, 19 and two-thirds innings, 19 hits, 17 walks, and 25 strikeouts. And he'll be followed, we believe, by Brian Van Bell, who is listed as the scheduled starter today for Greenville by manager Iggy Suarez. Buchloss are taking the field right now. Rafael Marchand will do the catching once again today for the Buchloss, and he'll bat in the two-hole. The Phillies catcher, he's on the 60-day injured list, rehabbing a left hamstring strain, and he'll be back in the lineup. He DH'd yesterday in the first game of the doubleheader and did not play in game two. He was scheduled to have a day off on Friday and DH Saturday, so that's exactly what they did. After he caught seven innings in the first game of the series on Tuesday, caught all nine innings Wednesday, and then he is on track to do exactly as their rehab plans were set in place. He caught Wednesday, Thursday, off on Friday. We got rained out anyway. He was supposed to DH Saturday, which he did in one of the two games, and he'll catch here today for the Blue Claws. Matt Russell and Brendan Cellucci, your pitchers. Blue Claws and the Greenville Draft coming. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Very pleasant. Good evening, everybody. Welcome inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. It's time for Jersey Shore Blue Claws Baseball right here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV. I'm Greg Giamborisi, the Blue Claws High A affiliate of the Philadelphia Phillies, 16-26. The Greenville Drive High A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox, 17-27. Jersey Shore winners of the first two games of the, both games of the doubleheader yesterday, 3-2. And 5-1. Greenville took two of the first three in the series. So the Blue Claws have won 3 of 5 and a chance to win the series with a win today. Matt Russell, right-hander for Jersey Shore. Brendan Cellucci, a left-hander who will serve as the opener for Greenville and probably throw just two innings, which would that would match his longest outing of his 14 appearances this season. That's what he did on Wednesday. He pitched the first two innings, actually walked two guys and picked them both off. A left-hander with a very good move. It's a beautiful day, and here's how Greenville's lineup shakes out against Matt Russell. It's brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health. Local facilities including Community Medical Center in Toms River, Monmouth Medical Center in Long Branch, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus right here in Lakewood. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system and proud to be the official healthcare provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Tyler McDonough is the second baseman. He leads off. And then it is Gilberto Jimenez in right. Matthew Lugo's at shortstop, bats third. Then Nicholas Northcutt, the first baseman, and he will bat fourth. Hitting fifth, Joe Davis, the DH. Then Tyler Esplin in center. Anthony Flores in third, bat seventh. Nick Decker is in left field, and he will bat in the 8-hole. Local product and batting ninth is Alex Arrow, and he is behind the plate. So Matt Russell on the mound today for Jersey Shore, right-hander out of Missouri State, and he'll make the start. He started three games here on Sundays for the Blue Claws. This is the fourth Sunday with baseball here in Shoretown, and Russell started three of those, and he'll face Tyler McDonough to get us underway here in the first. A switch hitter batting from the left side. So ready to go in Russell's first pitch of the game, a fastball strike of the knees, and we're underway at 108, and the count is nothing in one. 77 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Light breeze blowing in from center, nothing too crazy today. And Russell's 0-1 is cut on and missed. It's 0-2. McDonough's at 236, six home runs, 23 RBIs. Out of North Carolina State, third round pick of the Red Sox last year. Nicholas Torres at third is behind the bag, way off the line. And Russell looks for the opening strikeout. Here's the 0-2. And it's on the inside corner. Fastball got him looking. Strike three. So a good start for Matt Russell. He strikes out Tyler McDonough on three pitches. And we're underway here at Shoretown Ballpark. That brings up Gilberto Jimenez. And Nick York, the Red Sox first-round pick in 2020, was in the lineup for Greenville before Game 1 yesterday and was scratched right before the game, and he's not in there today. As Jimenez fouls one back, and the count is nothing and one. That was 93 miles an hour on the scoreboard radar gun, which, as you know, is about 4 to 5 miles an hour slow. Jimenez, another left-handed hitter against Russell, and he fouls this one back. So Russell just pounding the zone. 5 straight fastballs, 5 straight strikes, and he's ahead of Jimenez, nothing and two. He's at 261, 5 homers, and 17 RBIs, 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. We'll give you the Blue Claws defense here in a moment. First, the 0-2 from Matt Russell, and it's a breaking ball inside, 1-2. Jared Carr in left, Johan Rojas in center, and Ethan Wilson in right. It's Nicholas Torres at third, Casey Martin at short, Uziel Valorius at second, Rickson Wingrove at first, and the catcher, as we said before, Rafael Marchand, the Phillies catcher on a rehab assignment. Here's a bouncer over a leaping Russell out near the bag. Martin can't glove it cleanly, and that'll probably be a base hit. It is for Gilberto Jimenez. Tough play by Martin up near the bag, and even if he had fielded that cleanly, there was no guarantee that he was going to get Jimenez. So that'll be an infield single, and he's aboard at first, one out. He's got 8 stolen bases, and Matthew Lugo is coming up to the plate. Lugo, right-handed batter from Puerto Rico. He was the Red Sox second-round pick in 2019. Rickson Wingrove holds on Jimenez at first. And the pitch is right down the middle, fastball for a strike. The plate umpire today is Nelson Fraley, and the base umpire is Jesse Bush. So Jersey Shore and Greenville, Blue Claws swept a doubleheader yesterday. Here's a line drive into right for Wilson. Going back on it toward the track. He's there. Makes the running catch. Trending toward the corner. And a good backhanded grab by Wilson. Back to first goes Jimenez. So Lugo, who is hitting 311, flies out. Two down for Nicholas Northcutt. Northcutt at 234. He does have 15 homers and has driven in 33 runs so far this season. But it's been a pretty quiet week for Northcutt, who came into the week second in the Sally League in both home runs and RBIs. First pitch, a fastball strike on the outside corner. He's still second in homers. He's now in a tie for third in ribbies. He's from Mason, Ohio, which is outside of Cincinnati. 0-1 from Russell, breaking ball way outside. And the count is 1-1. Hitless in his last 4 games, so he's 0 for his last 13, and just 2 for 18 is Northcutt in the series. 1-1 the count, and the pitch by Russell, a breaking ball grounded foul outside of third, past Iggy Suarez, the Greenville manager, and the count 1-2. So Russell, who struck out the first batter of this inning on 3 pitches, trying to work his way through, pitching around that one-out single by Jimenez. Blue Claws will have Carr, Marchand, and Rojas, and then Ethan Wilson in the first inning. 1-2, two down, nobody on. Two down, runner at first. Breaking ball outside, blocked by Marchand. The count 2-2. Blue Claws in their Sunday yellow jerseys, which are sleeveless. Players wear red underneath. They say Jersey Shore in blue across the chest, and they wear the sunglasses cap. It's baby blue cap with a yellow brim, and then the sunglasses on the front with the reflection. You can see in the sunglasses a swing and a miss, strike three. You can see a roller coaster in the first field. Good start for Russell. 2 strikeouts in the first. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. We played half an inning here in Shoretown, and it's Greenville nothing. Jersey Shore coming to bat on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year. now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry-in floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today to find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction. That's 732-905-5600 or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
No score, bottom of the first. Here's the Blue Claws lineup to face Brendan Solucci. Brought to you by RWJ Barnabas Health, Community Medical Center, Monmouth Medical Center, and Monmouth Medical Center Southern Campus. RWJ Barnabas Health is New Jersey's most comprehensive health system, proud to be the official health care provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. To learn more about what RWJ Barnabas Health can do for you, visit rwjbh.org. Jared Carr leads off. He's in left. And then Rafael Marchand, the catcher, and Johan Rojas in center. Brendan Solucci, left. The first pitch, fastball strike. 0-1. Ethan Wilson in right field bats fourth, hitting fifth to DH Nick Matera. Casey Martin plays short, he'll bat sixth. Then Rickson Wingrove at first. Batting eighth at third is Nicholas Torres, and Uziel Valoria bats ninth and plays second. Fastball, that is Anthony's to Carr, and it's 0-2. Jared at 2-0-8, a homer, 6 RBIs, but he's 8 for his last 28, 8 walks in that stretch. So 444 OBP in his last 10 appearances. But in an 0-2 hole here from Solucci, and the pitch is cut on and missed the fastball, strike three. So Carr is down swinging, and just like that, one away for Jersey Shore in the first. That'll bring up the catcher, Rafael Marchand. Switch hitter, he'll bat from the right side against Solucci, who started a game earlier in this series on Wednesday, the morning game, and he faced Marchand. He got him to pop out to third. Only threw two innings, and he'll be the opener, if you will, today. Marchand takes a called strike. Rafael is 2-for-9, 2 doubles, and 2 walks in his brief week here with the Blue Claws, rehabbing a left hamstring strain. And he takes a curveball here that misses inside from Brendan Solucci. 1 ball and 1 strike. 60-day IL for Marchand, who takes a curveball there, and the count is 1-2. He played for the Blue Claws in 2019 in 271 and 63 games before a late season promotion to Clearwater, and then he made his big league debut about a year later in Philly. Grounded a short, and Lugo to his left scoops it up, throws to first, and plenty of time, two down. So two up, two down for the Blue Claws in the top of the first. Defensively for Greenville, it's Decker in left, Esplin in center, and Jimenez in right. Flores at third, Lugo at short, McDonough at second, Northcutt at first, and Alex Arrow behind the plate. So two up and two down. And here's the center fielder for the Blue Claws, Johan Rojas, hitting 194, one home run, and 12 runs batted in. First pitch by Solucci. Rojas shows butt, and that's low. He pulls back. Anthony Flores, the third baseman, playing well behind the bag over there. And when Rojas squared, he charged in. Now, he's still playing back. It's still 1-0. And certainly you can see Rojas dropping one down here. He doesn't do it often. He does square here, drops it out in front of the plate, but it lands foul. Had a lot of spin on it. Spun back behind the catcher, Arrow. But a foul ball. Even if it landed in fair territory, I don't think it did. By the time Arrow touched it, it glanced off him, he was certainly in foul territory. So 1-1. That's something that we've talked about over the last couple of days with Rojas. And, you know, Keith Werman has said, you know, they would like him to bunt a little bit more. And first of all, he's so fast that he has a pretty big margin for error on these bunt attempts, because he could beat out a lot of bunts that not a lot of people could. Curveball strike 1-2 because of his speed. The other part of it is, if you just do it a few times, even unsuccessfully, you're going to bring that, and you know he could very well be successful because of his speed. You bring the third baseman and it opens up the left side of the infield. 1-2 is blooped in the air down the right field line. Long run over for Jimenez. Dropping quickly. Fair ball. Base hit. Rojas turns on the jet. Sprints the second. Jimenez, big arm. Fires in high. Rojas dives in safely. Flores, the third baseman, backs up the throw. And it's a two-base hit for Johan Rojas. And he's in scoring position with two down. He didn't sting it by any means, but he went with it. And punches into the right field. A two-base hit for Rojas, who had an RBI triple yesterday in the fifth inning of game one that tied up the score, with Jersey Shore at the time trailing 2-1. Wilson then came up and singled Rojas in to give the Blue Claws the 3-2 lead. They would win by that score. So here's Ethan batting from the left side. He's up to 243, three homers, 16 RBIs. He's quietly been picking up the pace, and Salucci's breaking ball high and inside. Through April 29th, hit just 194, but he's at 284, three homers since April 30th, 10 for his last 28 since May 20th with 10 RBIs. 1-0, and the lefty takes from the lefty Salucci inside, two balls and no strikes. Brendan Salucci, born in Philly, went to Tulane, and he has been basically a two-inning reliever for Greenville this year. He's made five starts as an opener. Pitch inside, 3-0. 1-3, a 7.78 ERA in 14 games. 19 and two-thirds innings, 19 hits, 17 walks, 25 strikeouts. His longest outing is two innings. So 3-0 on Wilson. Nick Matera's on deck. Rojas, big leadoff, Sagan, and Salucci steps on. Johan is 21 for 21 stealing bases this year, and he takes off, pitches outside, they throw it at third and throw it away. It goes into left field. Rojas gets up, scampers home. He steals second, he steals third, and he scores on a throwing error, and the Blue Claws have a 1-0 lead. So two steals there for Rojas. He's now 23 for 23, and that's 90 career stolen bases for Rojas. Excuse me, he doubled. He stole third. He did not steal second. 80. So he's 22 for 22, 89 on the season for Rojas, but a stolen base, E2. My mistake. And it's 1-0 Jersey Shore. So that'll bring up Nick Matera, right-handed batter out of Rutgers, who later today, Matera swings and misses, nothing and one, will play in the Big Ten Championship game. Swing and a miss, breaking ball. And the count is nothing and one on Matera. They finished last night this morning at 3:08 a.m. Did Rutgers. Swing and a miss. And down goes Matera, strike three. Blue Claws take the lead. That'll be an unearned run. One run, one hit, one error, one left. We go to the second inning here in Lakewood. Blue Claws won the drive, nothing on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk. at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
So the Blue Claws a 1-0 lead. Unearned run there in the bottom of the first. Johan Rojas doubles. He steals third and scores on a throwing error. His 22nd stolen base of the season. And, you know, he stole that with two out. And usually you don't try to steal third with two outs. And especially with a left-handed hitter up, because it's an easier throw for the catcher. But his speed just puts so much pressure on the defense. Here's Joe Davis to lead off. And he forced the throwing error from Alex Arrow. First pitch by Russell outside 1-0. Davis is at 210, 6 homers, 12 RBIs. Out of the University of Houston, he was a 4-year starter there for the Cougars. And he hits a broken bat pop-up and back at first. Going back on it, Wingrove, tough play. Valoria coming over, Wingrove fighting the sun, makes the catch. Kind of turned sideways with his chest facing the foul line. That was a tough play right over his head and well handled by Rickson. So one away, and that'll bring up Tyler Esplin, the center fielder. At 260, no homers and four runs batted in. So one out, nobody on. Esplin batting from the left side. And Russell into the wind. The pitch, a fastball called strike on the outside corner. Russell came into the day at 0-4. But looks very good. He had a tough series in Wilmington. He started twice. Changeup is high. Started the first game, and then he was getting ready to start the first game of this series on Tuesday, but late last week, Victor Vargas got hurt. There's the 1-1, and a changeup in there for a called strike. It's 1-2, and Victor's on the injured list right now. Blue Claws needed a starter for Sunday 1 week ago in Wilmington, and they brought Russell up 2 days, so he pitched last Sunday. Fastball high, 2-2, and now back on going to be his normal rest. Esplin was drafted out of IMG Academy in Florida in 2017 in round 7. He was played for two teams already this year. A couple of games in Portland in Double A as a fill-in. Three games there. He was there for about a week. Russell misses, 3-2. And time called at home plate by Esplin, granted by Nelson Fraley. He was with Esplin with Greenville last year at 2 homers, hit just 202. Bats from the left side here off Russell, and Matt's pitch is just outside, ball 4. So good eye by Tyler Esplin, who draws the walk. First free pass issued by Russell, and that'll bring up Anthony Flores, the third baseman for Greenville, a right-handed hitter. Walk's generally not an issue for Matt. His season high is just 2. But there's 1. And Rickson Wingrove will hold on the runner at first base. First pitch is swung on and missed by Anthony Flores, who is 6 out of 37 with a home run and 4 runs batted in. He did not play the first few games of this series, but got a start in the second game last night. Greenville had just 2 hits in that game. Ben Brown was superb. Throw to first and not in time. Flores went 0 for 3, including 0 for 2 off Brown, and then flew out the center field off Rubio Larmenta there in the last inning, in the 7th, for the final out of the game. 0-1. 1-0 Blue Claws, top 2. And the pitch cut on and missed. No balls and 2 strikes on Anthony Flores, a 21-year-old out of Valencia, Venezuela. Most of the action in the Philly system will be later. There's one other game going on right now. Clearwater trailing Jupiter down in Jupiter, 4-2, top half of the 6th. Here's a high pop off to the right. Marchand coming back toward the screen, runs out of room. It's in the seats. So a foul pop in the count, 0-2. Kendall Simmons has his 5th home run of the year for Clearwater. And a 2-run shot in the 5th inning to account for their runs. Matt Osterberg on the mound. He's allowed 4 runs, 3 earned in 4 innings. and came out after that. 0-2, foul back under the screen. The Phillies themselves are in Queens to take on the Mets. They've dropped the first two in that series. They will send Zach Wheeler to the mound. Another Sunday night game for Philadelphia. Lehigh Valley, a 6:35 start against Worcester. And Reading, a 5:15 start. They host Binghamton. 0-2 pitch inside. And the count 1-2. Ethan Lindau will start that game for Reading tonight. Lindau, of course, began the year here and was promoted to Reading this week. Another foul ball, this one on a curveball, hit back into the screen by Flores, and the count remains 1-2. Blue Claws lead it 1-0. Johan Rojas stole third and scored on a throwing error in the bottom half of the first inning after he had doubled his 22nd stolen base of the season without being caught. And frankly, there haven't even been too many that were especially close. The run, though, unearned to Brandon Cellucci. 1-2 is punched softly up first, and it rolls foul. Count still 1-2. Just a gorgeous day. Temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny skies. Memorial Day is a day off for minor league teams. There are a few games tomorrow, though. Here's a grounder back toward the middle. Martin Ranges left. He's got it. Steps on the bag. Jump toward the first high. It hits off the facing of the Blue Claws dugout. And safe at first base is Flores. That should have been a double play. Not a good throw by Martin. You can't charge an error on that, though. You can't assume a double play, which I don't get personally. To me, you ask scorers to make calls, judgment calls, all the time. So I don't know why you can't have them make a judgment call on that. But that's a 6 unassisted fielder's choice, 2 down. And it'll bring up the left fielder, Nick Decker. And Martin Fortunate, that ball hit off the fencing in front of the dugout and didn't go in the dugout, or that would have moved the runner down to second. So 1-0 here on Decker. Wingrove holds on Flores, yet to attempt a stolen base this season. And the pitch is outside for a ball. And the count 2-0. So with Monday being a normal day off, some minor league teams are given the option, if you hosted this coming week, meaning May 31st through June 5th, to play Monday and take a day off Tuesday. Here's a fly ball hit well deep down the right field line. Wilson chasing after it back in the corner, and it hooks foul. It hit off the wall down beyond the first base picnic area. Foul by about 15 feet, but hit very well by Nick Decker, who came in at just 147, 3 homers, 7 RBIs. So it looks like there are about 10 games tomorrow in the minors, and then those teams will be off Tuesday, so they can play on the holiday. 2-1 the count, and the pitch, a changeup and outside, just missed. 3-1. But most everybody will be off. And then they do the same thing on Labor Day, where teams that are home for a series that begins the day after Labor Day, they could play Monday if they wanted to. And that is on the outside corner. Decker tossed the bat. And a little embarrassment for him as he goes to pick it up. 3-2, 2 out. The 4th of July is also a Monday this year, but everybody will play on the 4th of July. 3-2, 2 outs. And Decker looks in, or rather Russell looks in for the sign. Runner at first, Flores held on by Wingrove. He'll go, and he does. The pitch is hit in the air deep, but foul down the left field line, out of play. And the count remains full at 3-2. Decker's from Tabernacle, New Jersey, Seneca High School, which is only about 37 or so miles from here in Burlington County. He is 22. He's been with the Red Sox since they took him in round 2 in 2018. 3-2 pitch. Runner goes high and away. That time, no doubt about it. Ball 4. So Russell walks Decker. 2 walks in the inning for Matt, which matches the most he's walked in any game this season. And it'll bring up the catcher for Greenville, Alex Arrow. And once again, the Blue Claws are walking these guys at the bottom of the order. Nick Abel did it yesterday when he walked Decker, who was hitting just, again, you know, in the 140s, after getting ahead of him 0-2 and then gave up a base hit, which scored a run. And that is in there for a called strike. We've seen it a few times in this series, but Russell, if he gets, Arrow gets out of the inning. He's 8 for 41, two homers, nine RBIs, 24-year-old backstop out of Northwestern. And he lines one towards right center field. That's down, base hit. Wilson up with it. Coming around third is Flores. Wilson throws to third, holding at second base Decker. And scoring on the RBI single is Anthony Flores. Alex Arrow, an RBI base hit. We're tied at one. That was angled towards right center. Wilson wisely threw to third. He had no chance of getting the runner at home. Here comes Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach, to talk to Russell. And you know, Russell's kind of made his own bed in this inning, walking Decker there, and was hitting 147 to put a runner in scoring position. And then he gives up the base hit to the nine hitter. And it's the bottom of the order that has hurt the Blue Claws here over the last couple of days. Even yesterday in the sixth inning, the Blue Claws had a 4-0 lead. Dominic Pippen came in and walked Arrow, the nine hitter, who was 8 for 40 to lead off in an inning, and he ended up coming around to score. So the bottom of the order for Greenville has been their offense the last 2 days. Swing and a miss, high fastball by Tyler McDonough, leadoff man for the drive of the count, 0-1. McDonough is a switch hitter batting left. He struck out on three pitches looking in the first. And Russell deals in the dirt. Nice block by Marshawn. Looks for a place to throw it. Both runners kind of darted off the bag, but they hold on. And it's one ball, one strike on Tyler McDonough. And now some stirring underway in the Blue Claws bullpen. Blue Claws have a lot of rested relievers. They have an 11-man pen and only four pitched yesterday. And that is outside. 2-1. And then obviously Friday was a rainout, so everybody else would be available today. Aiden Anderson pitched three innings on Wednesday, but even he should be available too. So see a lot of relievers, I think, today. Bouncer found behind the plate and the count 2-2. My guess would be Russell goes as long as he can, and then you'll just see a parade of relievers, one after the other after the other. Especially with an off day tomorrow, because the guys that haven't pitched since Thursday, if they don't get in today, would go, you know, four full days between outings. 2-2 pitch outside, ball three, and the count on McDonough is 3-2. So Russell, who, as we said before, had not walked more than two in any start this year, has walked two in this inning. And now 3-2 with runners at first and second. 1-1 game, top two runners go. Strike three. Fastball got him on the outside corner. It was definitely on the plate. McDonough thought it was low, but he's punched out looking for the second time. And a big strikeout there for Matt Russell. Greenville does tie the game, though. One run on one hit. Two walks, no errors, and two left on. So Alex Arrow's RBI single ties the game. And it's 1-1 as we go to the bottom of the second here on BlueClaws.com. And MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Join the fun at BlueClaws.com/tickets. That's BlueClaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
So we go to the bottom of the second inning. Casey Martin will lead off. And the first pitch by Brennan Cellucci is inside. And the count is one ball and no strikes. Casey Martin, Rickson Wingrove, and Nicholas Torres for Jersey Shore here in the second. 1-1 game. And Cellucci's pitch on the outside corner. Casey had 189 on the year. Two homers, 10 ribbies, and six stolen bases. Blue Claws got their run in the first. Johan Rojas doubled, stole third, and scored on a throwing error by the catcher, Alex Arrow. And the 1-1 is cut on and missed a breaking ball. Now, Arrow ended up tying the game with an RBI single, making up for the error he made. Martin made a bad throw to first on a would-have-been inning-ending double play ball. No error, but he would have got him with a good throw. Pitch outside, 2-2. And the only reason it wasn't an error is because for official scoring purposes, you can't assume the double play, but that was one that Casey makes 95 times out of 100 and actually cost Russell an earned run. Swing and a miss, breaking ball, got him strike three. So for Brendan Cellucci, his third strikeout, and it will bring up the big Aussie, Rickson Wingrove from Newcastle, Australia, who wears the high red stirrups and stands in the lefty batter's box to face Cellucci. Wingrove already with three homers for the Blue Claws in the first pitch, a breaking ball called strike on the outside corner. Two of the three homers he's hit, and he hit one on Wednesday, one on Thursday, and one yesterday, been fastballs kind of thigh-high inner half, and he takes another breaking ball for a called strike and so in two. And, you know, he's that typical big lefty power hitter swing where they love that ball kind of down and in. He dropped the head of the bat, launched it. He had one yesterday over the outfield concourse in right. Another breaking ball, swing and a miss. So he strikes out on three straight breaking balls. And there are two down for Nicholas Torres, the third baseman. Torres hitting 178, a home run, seven RBIs. A 1-1 game. There is no action right now in the Blue Claws pen. So they did have somebody up, Carlos Francisco, in the top of the second inning while Russell was struggling. But Matt, we'll be back out there for the 30s at 45 pitches, 29 strikes. Here's Torres, first pitch inside a breaking ball, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cellucci hasn't thrown more than two innings in a game this year. He kind of serves as the opener for Greenville. So we think Brian Van Bell will take over in the third for them. Fastball on the outside corner, and that evens the count at 1-1 in the third. Russell, who walked two hitters in the second, will face Jimenez, Lugo, and Northcutt, 2, 3, and 4. And a breaking ball is outside of the count, 2-1. God bless you. Our friend Gianna Fiacco sitting up here in the booth today. 2-1, and Torres lifts it down the right field line, slicing foul, out of play. Hit it well. It ends up in the picnic area and bounces back into right field where Jimenez will grab it and have a count 2-2. Blue Claws will stay home. This will be one of two instances this year where they play back-to-back home series. Brooklyn will be in beginning Tuesday for six games. Here's the 2-2 pitch. And a line drive softly back toward the middle, but it sneaks through. Backhanded by McDonough in shallow center. And no chance. So McDonough was about 10 or so feet out into shallow center field by the time he got there. And Torres aboard with the base hit. Second hit of the day for Jersey Shore. And here's Uziel Valoria, switch hitter. He'll bat from the right side. Valoria is 2-for-13 with a home run. Homered in his first Blue Claws at bat. Throw to first, and backstanding is Torres. So Salucci, an excellent pickoff move. Now, remember, you can only throw over twice per plate appearance. Salucci picked off two boot claws, though, on Wednesday, and that one fell back by Valoria up here out of play. And the count, nothing and two on Uziel. Jared Carr, and the top of the order on deck for the Blue Claws. We're tied at one. We're in the bottom of the second on a beautiful Sunday afternoon here at the Jersey Shore. Fastball driven in the air, opposite field to right. Jimenez, though, right there. He backs up a step or two and makes the grab and then retires the side. No runs, one hit, no errors, and one left. We go to the third inning, and we're tied at one. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Blue Claws and Greenville tied at one. We head into the visiting third here at Shoretown Ballpark on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. And Greenville will have 2, 3, and 4. Gilberto Jimenez, Matthew Lugo, and Nicholas Northcutt against Matt Russell, who walked two hitters, gave up an RBI single to Alex Arrow in the second. Action underway in the Greenville bullpen. And the first pitch by Russell, a push bunt by Jimenez up third and well fell. Switch hitter batting from the left side. That brought Torres creeping in from third. And Matt's 0-1. Line drive right center, base hit. Cutting over into the gap is the right fielder Wilson to grab it, and it'll be a leadoff single for Gilberto Jimenez. 3-105 games today in the Sally League. The other two, Aberdeen leads Wilmington 2-1 there in the third, and Greensboro leads Asheville 2-1 there also in the third. And then Roma's in Hudson Valley at 2:05. Brooklyn's at Bowling Green at 2:05 Eastern, 1:05 Central. Throw to first and back diving in Jimenez. And then Winston-Salem is at Hickory at 3 o'clock. Blue Claws still have another series coming up in a few weeks with Aberdeen. Fastball called strike 0-1, who is 30-12 on the year. They won three straight. They're 14-3 on the road. And they are 4.5 games clear of anybody else for the best record in the Sally League. They have an 8.5 game lead. Swing and a miss by Lugo. And the count is nothing and two on Wilmington in the SAL North. So it's not inconceivable. Remember that they do halves now, so it's not inconceivable that they clinch a playoff spot while they're here that week. Here's the 0-2 blooper foul off to the right. They'll be here the week of Father's Day, June 14th through the 19th. And the first half ends on June 23rd. Blue Claws will be in Brooklyn to finish up the first half. So Brian Van Bell warming up in the bullpen for Greenville. Here's a high pop off first, foul ground. Wingrove with those blue sunglasses looking up into the sky, and right near the tarp, the right-handed first baseman makes the catch, and there's one man away. So Lugo retired, and that'll bring up Nicholas Northcutt, the first baseman, who has struck out swinging in his lone at-bat today. So Brandon Tolucci will go two innings. He gives up two hits and an unearned run. And then Van Bell will come on to pitch here for Greenville in the bottom half of the third. We'll see if Jimenez is in motion. He has eight stolen bases. And the breaking ball fouled back by Northcutt of a count nothing and one. So Rafael Marchand behind the plate. He has always been an excellent defensive catcher with a good arm. He's thrown out in his minor league career 33% of opposing base dealers. When he was with the Blue Claws in 2019, 37% among the three best in the Sally League that year. Runner not going, fouled off to the right. And for those that are just tuning in, Rafael has been here this week on a minor league rehab or a major league rehab assignment. He has been out with a left hamstring strain, suffered it during spring training, and he is on the Phillies' 60-day injured list right now. 0-2 on Nicholas Northcutt. Russell out of the stretch, and the pitch is a little high. And the count, one ball and two strikes. So, yeah, Aberdeen will be here in a couple of weeks, but Brooklyn Tuesday for six. So it'll end up being a stretch, including a doubleheader game they have to make up in Aberdeen, or in Hudson Valley. 18 out of 26 at home. Foul back out of play up here by Northcutt, and then bounces down from the Champions Club, which is just to the right of the press box, and the count, one ball, two strikes. And, you know, Jersey Shore will be happy with that. They played much better at home, where they're 11-8 this season, including yesterday with a doubleheader sweep, than they have on the road, where they have not been good, where they're just 5-18. Blooper in the air, left center. That'll hang up for Johan Rojas from center, moving into the gap. He's there, makes the grab. Back to first base goes Jimenez, two away. And big Joe Davis will come up to the plate here for Greenville. Davis has hit a few balls hard in this series. He likes to jump on fastballs we've seen early in the count. Listed at 6 feet tall, 230 pounds from Austin, Texas. He went to the University of Houston. Big power hitter, and he takes a fastball low. He has 12 hits on the season, and six of them are home runs, including one earlier this week. Russell throws the first, and diving back in is Gilberto Jimenez. So Jimenez singled to start this inning, but hasn't left first. And he's held on there by Rickson Wingrove. Russell set at the belt, and the pitch, a fastball cut out and missed. Nothing and one on Joe Davis. Beautiful Sunday afternoon here in Shoretown. Blue Claws have a couple of Sunday games in June that should be fun. Next Sunday's Bark in the Park. Bring your dog. 0-1 on Davis. And that's down and outside past the backhand of Marchand. That'll be a wild pitch to allow the runner Jimenez to go down his second. And he's in scoring position now. Jimenez is with two down. And then 3 weeks from today, June 19th, is Father's Day. And, of course, the always fun post-game father-child catch on the field. So you'll certainly want to join us for those. 2-1 on Davis. And Russell's pitch is a check swing breaking ball in the dirt. They appeal, and they did not go. Says the base umpire, Jesse Bush, three balls and a strike. So 3-1 the count, and a hitter's count here for Davis. 1-1 game, top of the third. Runner at second, pitch is on the inside corner, called strike. Davis kind of crouched down a bit. I don't know if he was mad at himself for not swinging at it or if he thought it was a ball. Should Davis get on, Tyler Esplin would bat next. 3-2, two down, 1-1, top three. Russell looks back, the runner at second. The pitch is inside, ball four. Tried to go to the same spot as the previous pitch, but that one misses, and it's ball four. Third walk of the day for Matt Russell. That's a new season high, and it will bring up Tyler Esplin. Brian Van Bell will take over for Greenville when we go to the bottom of the third, which, by the way, is the Blue Claws home run inning. And if a Blue Claws player hits a home run in the bottom of the third, one lucky fan will win four tickets in the first pitch in an upcoming Blue Claws game. Pitch outside, 1-0. We actually had a winner yesterday in game two when Ethan Wilson went deep in the bottom of the third. You can sign up for that at blueclaws.com. Change up is outside, and the count is 2 balls and no strikes. Esplin the batter. Russell's had a lot of deep counts here today. 2-0, swing and a miss. So a big rip there by Esplin. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. One game. Preble's had some base runners, 6 of them so far. That's inside. And it's 3-1, another deep count from Matt Russell, who's a pitch away from walking his fourth hitter already, and probably a pitch away from more action in the pen. Actually, they're going to get action up now. Swing and a miss, 3-2. This one's from Lake Forest, Illinois. Drafted out of IMG Academy in the seventh round of 2017. Hit 202 with Greenville last year. Carlos Francisco is throwing. 3-2, two down runners at first and second. They'll go on the upcoming 3-2 in this 1-1 game visiting third. Francisco up now for Jersey Shore. Russell trying to get through this inning. This probably his last inning, I would think. Set of the belt for the payoff pitch. Runners go, and it's on the inside corner. Fastball got him looking. Strike 3. Good pitch there by Matt Russell. And another backwards K for Matt. Side retired. No runs, one hit, no errors, and two left. We've played 2.5 here in Shoretown. And it's Greenville 1 and the Blue Claws 1 here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Back inside Shoretown Ballpark here in Lakewood. Jared Carr leads it off. We're tied at 1. We're in the bottom half of the third inning. And Carr batting from the left side against the new pitcher for Greenville, and that is Brian Van Bell. So the starter, Salucci, as Carr breaks his bat, bloops one in back of short, and drops in for a base hit. So Carr aboard the lead off here in the third. On the first pitch thrown by Van Bell. Salucci, 2 innings. He gives up 1 run. It was unearned. 2 hits, 1 walk. And he struck out 4. And now here is Brian Van Bell. This is the Blue Claws home run inning. So if the Blue Claws hit a home run here, then one lucky fan will win 4 tickets in the first pitch to an upcoming Blue Claws game. Today's contestant is Jennifer Jackson. Fastball outside. 1-0 to Rafael Marchand of Browns Mills, New Jersey. favorite Blue Claws player, Mick Abel, and her favorite MLB player is Derek Jeter. You can sign up at blueclaws.com. Fastball outside, and the count is 2-0 to be the contestant in the Blue Claws home run inning. J.P. Woodward warming up in the bullpen now for the Blue Claws, so he'll come on and start the fourth. Francisco was only going to come on if Russell couldn't get through the third, but it'll be a clean inning for J.P. Woodward. Marchand, a switch hitter, batting left, swings and foul, tips one at home plate, count two balls and a strike. Carr on first, he had a stolen base yesterday. He was also caught once, 12 for 15 for Jared, stealing bases so far this year. Van Bell out of the University of Miami, a 25-year-old right-hander from Pembroke Pines, Florida. 2-2, a 7.05 ERA, 9 games, 8 starts, fastball high, 3-1. 44 and two-thirds innings, 69 hits. He's walked 7, struck out 43. His problem, though, he's given up 12 home runs on the year, tied for the most in the league. Gave up 3 in one game in Nashville on April 14th. Marchand lines one deep down the right field line. On the run, Jimenez reaching out, and he makes a nice play. Sprinting back to first base, Carr, the throw, not in time. And it glances off the mitt of the first baseman, Northcutt, anyway. Marchand hit that. I'm sure he thought, as I did, that was going to be a double. But nice play by Jimenez to run it down. So Carr scampering back to first base and one away for Johan Rojas. In fact, Van Bell has allowed 6 home runs in 2 starts in Asheville, which is a bandbox. But pitched well the other day here as Rojas takes a strike on the inside corner. 5 innings, 1 run in the first game of this series on Tuesday and picked up his second win of the year. He was with Greenville last year, too, and 4 and through the 4.1 ERA. Oh, and won the count on Rojas, breaking ball high. 4 ball, and the count even at 1-1. Rojas doubled in the second inning, stole third, scored in a throwing error, and he's up to 199 on the year, and 89 career stolen bases, 22 for 22 this season. Carr with good speed leads off first, and Rojas takes inside, 2 balls, 1 strike. So J.P. Woodward getting ready in the pen, and he will be the new pitcher. And Rojas takes that one down and outside. Ball 3, 3-1. And on deck is probably, besides Rickson Wingrove, the Blue Claws' hottest hitter of late, and Ethan Wilson. Carr held at first by Northcutt. Pitch on the way. Fastball for a strike. And Arrow tried to throw down the first but dropped the ball, taking it out of his mitt. I thought that was high anyway, but called a strike by Nelson Fraley. So 3-2 here on Johan. And Van Bell wants a new sign. He only has 5 on the pitch clock. 3-2, runner goes. Pitch hit in the air down the right field line. Chasing after it, Jimenez. Long run and foul. Slicing foul hits off the sidewall behind the Blue Claws bullpen. And it's 3-2 still on Rojas. I would imagine he'll be going again on the next 3-2. Try to open up a hole for Rojas and trust he can make contact. He doesn't strike out all that much. Fraley, the plate umpire, went out to break up the mound conference between Arrow and Van Bell. And if Rojas does strike out, Carr with certainly enough speed to take the base anyway. So I expect he'll be going again. This second 3-2 pitch, he is not, and Rojas swings and misses. Maybe a good thing. Strike 3. So two away for a strikeout for Van Bell. And here's Ethan Wilson. Left-handed hitter from Andalusia, Alabama. And he looks at a fastball right down the middle for a called strike. Now up to 3 homers. The one he hit yesterday was the first one he hit here this season. His other 2 came on the road. Throw to first, not in time. As Carr dives back in. And he had a shot yesterday, too. Muscled it out there over the wall in deep right center. Not that far to the right of the Boardwalk games. Nothing in one, the count. Runner goes, pitch outside, throw to second, a little wide. Lugo comes off the bag and applies the tag, and they get Karn. Arrow's throw got there. I don't know that Carr got maybe the best jump on that, and he is caught stealing to retire the side. So Wilson will lead off in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left. We played three innings and we're tied at one. You're listening to Blue Claws Baseball on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Ranch, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Well, we thought it would be J.P. Woodward here in the fourth inning, but it's not. It's still Matt Russell. Woodward continues to throw in the pen. So my guess is they will just have Matt face a batter or two and then go to Woodward. Here is Anthony Flores. 1-1 is the score, top half of the fourth. You have a lefty on deck in Nick Decker. And the first pitch by Russell, high and outside. And the count, one ball and no strikes. One run, three hits, one error for Greenville. One run, three hits, no errors for Jersey Shore. And that is a called strike on the outside corner. And the count, 1-1. Flores scored the Greenville run. He reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning. Swings and misses there at a fastball. And the count, one ball, two strikes. Russell signed with the Phillies last year. Non-drafted free agent out of Missouri State. Fouled off, which is the same school where Ryan Howard went. Howard, of course, played for the Blue Claws in 2002. And went on to great things with the Phillies. Blue Claws retired his number in 2010. Fastball low. And we count two balls and two strikes. Of course, when Howard played here, fastball on the outside corner got him looking. Strike three. Five strikeouts for Matt Russell. When Howard played here in 2002, Matt Russell was 3 years old. He turned three about a week before opening day of 2002. Well, Russell's going to stay in here to face Decker. So Woodward is actually, no, he's not. Here comes Keith Werman, and the Blue Claws are going to go to the bullpen. Yeah, I mean, I figured Woodward had been throwing for so long, he had to be coming in at some point, and it will be right now. I think Keith waited about as long as he possibly could just to give Woodward a few extra warm-up pitches. He hasn't signaled yet, but I got to imagine that's the move he's making here. And there it is. It makes the call to the bullpen. So Russell's day is over. 74 pitches. 3 1/3 innings. And he gives up one run. It was earned. Three hits. He walked three. And he struck out five. So his day's over. He will not factor in the decision. And the new pitcher for Jersey Shore here in the fourth is the left-hander from Lafayette College in Eastern Pennsylvania, J.P. Woodward, back after this on BlueClaws.com. 1-1 in the fourth, MILB-TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
J.P. Woodward is the new pitcher. 1-1 the score, top half of the fourth inning. And Nick Decker will turn around and bat. Nick Decker will bat from the left side and left-handed hitter against the lefty Woodward here in the fourth. So J.P. from Lafayette, and a first pitch line in the air to left center and a base hit. So Decker singles. He's aboard with one out, and that'll bring up Alex Arrow. The call to the bullpen was brought to you by Provident Bank. With Provident Bank mobile banking, you can bank wherever and whenever you want. Deposit checks on the couch, pay bills from the train, transfer money on the go. No trip to the branch necessary. Learn more at provident.bank. Woodward, 23-year-old lefty. He was born in Red Bank. Moved to Connecticut and then Baltimore. Went to Lafayette in Pennsylvania. Fastball outside, and the count 1-0 on Alex Arrow. Woodward is 23. He'll turn 24 in November. Signed with the Phillies in 2020. His 13th appearance of the season. High set for the left-hander, and he deals fastball high. Marchand throws behind the runner at first. Swipe tag by Wingrove, not in time, as Decker dives back in. Woodward on the year 2-2, an ERA of 8.62. 15 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed 24 hits, 7 walks, 21 strikeouts. Last pitched on Tuesday. Check swing, and he went around. Did Arrow, and the count 2-1. Gave up one run in one inning in that game after he threw an inning on Sunday of last week in Wilmington and gave up two unearned runs in that one. 2-1 pitch, swing and a miss. 2-2. So a long way to go here. We're in the top half of the fourth inning, tied at one on a gorgeous Sunday. 2-2 pitch. Outside, just missed a fastball to Arrow, right-handed batter with a count 3-2. 17th round pick of Arrow in 2019 out of Northwestern. In Evanston, Illinois, north of Chicago, northwest of Chicago. 3-2 pitch, runner goes at first. It's low. Marchand throws through anyway, but it's ball four. So ball four allows Decker to move into scoring position, and Woodward is allowed a hit and a walk. And that'll bring up Tyler McDonough, the second baseman. And once again, it's the bottom of the order for Greenville that has proven to be a problem for the Blue Claws in these last couple of games. And now the pitch clock was running out and somebody called time. Was reset. So here's McDonough. Struck out looking twice against Matt Russell. And Woodward starts with a backdoor breaking ball over the outside corner. And the count, nothing and one. First baseman is Rickson Wingrove, and he's playing way off the line. with McDonough batting from the right side. Playing the pull. Ground ball left side. That's through into left field for a base hit. Dagger coming around third will be held up there. Up with the car. Quickly fires it in. And it's cut off by Torres. So everybody moves up one base. And Woodward has come on and given up two hits and a walk. And Greenville has the bases loaded for Gilberto Jimenez, the right fielder. So not a good start to this outing from J.P. Woodward. And here's Jimenez, and this is a very dangerous spot for Jersey Shore. Bases loaded, one out, and the first pitch is a strike called on the outside corner. And the count, nothing in one. Woodward began last year, you remember, with Clearwater, and then made 13 appearances with the Blue Claws at the end of the season. Laced foul down third by Jimenez. And the count, nothing in two. He got to Blue Claws on June 24th last year, about 7 weeks into the season. But he did miss about 5 weeks with an injury. And he's been here the whole year. Here's the 0-2. Liner down third, foul. It was a hanging changeup on an 0-2 pitch. And Woodward, very fortunate. Jimenez hit it hard, but just foul, landing down in the Greenville bullpen. It's only fouled by about 5 feet. Top of the fourth inning, we're tied at one. Greenville has the bases loaded. And one out, pitch on the way. Breaking ball, hit in the air to left field, and well. Going back on, it's Jared Carr, still back toward the track, at the wall, reaching up. It's off the tippy top of the wall. Will they call it in play? Dagger scores, Arrow scores. Here comes McDonough racing around third. Martin's throw to the plate, not in time. And sliding it safely, McDonough at second base is Gilberto Jimenez. He's got a three-run double, and the Drive have a 4-1 lead. Jesse Bush, the base umpire, made the call, and they call it in play. So you have out there the 8-foot-high padded wall and then the chain-link fence above that. Here comes Brad Bergeson, the pitching coach. You have to clear for it to be a home run. You have to clear just the 8-foot-high padded wall and not the chain-link fence. Anything that hits the chain-link fence is considered to be a home run if it hits on the fly. And they're going to... Brad Bergeson, J.P. Woodward, and Rafael Marchand talking about it out there. Try to see if we can get a view of it on the replay as Brad heads back. I think it hit the top of the padded wall. I think that was the right call. But looking at it on the replay in the first pitch, is fouled away by Matthew Lugo, the shortstop. The count is nothing in one. Yeah, it's just really hard to tell because it's kind of far away, but I think that was the right call. Either way, just a disastrous inning here for J.P. Woodward. 0-1 inside, and it's one ball, one strike. He's faced four batters. He has allowed a single, a walk, a single, and then a three-run double. For him, it has RBIs 18, 19, and 20. The year, and it's 4-1 Greenville. Bouncer foul outside of third. And the count is 1-2. In fact, hitters came into the day hitting 343 off of Woodward. And that's gone up, of course. Here's the 1-2, and that's outside a changeup. Two balls, two strikes. Lugo, the batter, he has flown to right and popped out to first. So the Drive, a 4-1 lead. Blue Claws trying to take 4 out of 6 in this series. Fastball outside. But they will have to do it. Check that changeup outside. They'll have to do it on a comeback. Remember, a couple of Sundays ago against Asheville, they had that 10-run seventh inning to come back and win. They got a long way to go here, remember. Bouncer back toward the middle. Runner will go to third. Backhand by Valoria out near the bag. At second, he throws over to first in time. And there's one away. Nice play by Uziel Valoria. And that's the first out of the fourth inning as Jimenez goes to third. Blue Claws, I think, will bring the infield in here with Nicholas Northcutt at the plate, having already surrendered 3 runs in the inning. We'll see. Actually, no, check. I'm sorry. Two out. So they'll play back. Remember, Russell struck Flores out to start the inning. Here's a little flare right center. Rojas charging on, dives after it, and makes a spectacular diving grab. Great play by Johan Rojas. That saves a run. Tremendous diving catch by Rojas in right center to end the inning. But Greenville scores three runs. They do it on four hits. There were no errors and one left. He played three and a half, and the drive leaded 4-1 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Ethan Wilson leads off here for the Blue Claws against Brian Van Bell. We're in the bottom of the fourth inning, 4-1 drive. Wilson, a left-handed batter, and the right fielder, and he takes inside of the count, 1-0. So he bats now because Jared Carr was thrown out, stealing to end the third, swing and a miss by Ethan, and a breaking ball from Van Bell in the count, 0-1. Greenville won game one and game three in this series, Tuesday and Thursday. Blue Claws won the Wednesday morning game as Wilson chops one very softly to first. Scooped up by Northcutt, he steps on the base and there's one away. Three unassisted, one up, one down in the fourth. Blue Claws won the Wednesday matinee, and then after the Friday rainout, Jersey Shore took the doubleheader on Saturday from Greenville. 3-2 and 5-1. Some timely hitting and two excellent pitching performances. Mick Abel gave up 2 runs in 5 innings. Ben Brown, though, was really the star on the mound yesterday. Swing and a miss by Matera, 0-1. And Brown struck out 11 in 5 scoreless. Grounded to third by Matera, booted by Flores. Picks it up, no throw. That'll be an E5 on Flores. So Matera boarded first on the E5, and that'll bring up Casey Martin, the shortstop. Speaking of Matera, by the way, his alma mater, Rutgers, beat Indiana last night in a game that ended at 3 in the morning, and they will play either Iowa or Michigan today in the Big Ten championship game. Iowa and Michigan are playing each other right now, and Rutgers awaiting the winner. Breaking ball inside to Martin in the count, 1-0. Rutgers trying to win their first Big Ten title. They came in as the 2 seed. Maryland was the 1 seed, but pitch is on the inside corner, called strike. They went 1-2 to go get knocked out. 1-1 on Martin. And he pops it up behind the plate, out of play. So we wish Rutgers the best of luck. And Nick is the first Blue Claw to play at Rutgers. Andrew Baker warming up in the bullpen now for Jersey Shore. He'll pitch the fifth, and the Mouklons will go through a number of relievers here today. They try to get a lot of guys some work. 1-2, and that's high. 2-2. Remember, tomorrow's a day off. So you had the Friday rainout, and then they only used four of their 11 relievers yesterday. Here's a fly ball hit well deep out of the left field. Back goes Decker toward the track and right in front of the warning track. He's there to make the catch. Casey gave it a ride, but not quite enough. So he has retired two away, and Matera goes back to first. And the batter will be Rickson Wingrove. This is the second inning of relief for Brian Van Bell. And Rickson, the batter, three homers this week, and there's a breaking ball for a strike. So Wingrove struck out off Salucci in the second inning on three straight curveballs, and Van Bell starts him with an off-speed pitch here in Rickson's second at-bat of the day. Matera not a big lead at first. He's not going anywhere. And another breaking ball, big cut and a miss by Wingrove, and the count is nothing in two. I get a feeling he's not going to see too many fastballs the rest of this week. And then who knows from here. Big lefty with a lot of power. 0-2 pitch is high and outside. He's from Australia. Is Wingrove. He plays in the winter, which is their summer, of course, for the Adelaide Giants for former Blue Claws manager Chris Adamson. One and two, and he drives this one the other way in the left field pretty well. Degger going back toward the track. He's there, the lefty right in front of the warning track, makes the grab. Tell you what, he just kind of flicked his arms at that and got it all the way out to the track at left, but Degger runs it down, and the inning is over. For the Blue Claws, no runs, no hits, one error, and one left. We go to the fifth. Andrew Baker takes over for Jersey Shore. 4-1 Greenville on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sandbar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Andrew Baker, the new pitcher for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws make the Provident Bank call to the bullpen. And Joe Davis will be the first to face Baker, the third Jersey Shore pitcher of the day. 4-1 lead for Greenville as they try to take the finale of this series, which would give them a split of the six. First pitch by Baker to Joe Davis is grounded to the second. Valoria stepped to his right, gobbles it up, throws to first, and one away. So Davis goes after the first pitch and grounds out. J.P. Woodward in line for what would be his third loss of the season. And J.P. did not have his best stuff today. He goes two-thirds of an inning and allows three runs, all earned. Gave up three hits, one walk, and no strikeouts. Baker misses to Tyler Esplin, and the count 1-0. Gilberto Jimenez, the bases clearing, 3-run double off the top of the left field wall of the fourth inning off Woodward to give Greenville the 4-1 lead. Baker, a 22-year-old right-hander from Montgomery, Alabama, to Chipola Junior College, had committed to South Carolina, but signed with the Phillies in the 11th round in the draft last year. 2-0, inside ball three, 3-0. With Jersey Shore, 1-0 in 13 games, but a 7.63 ERA, 13 innings, 13 hits. He has allowed 10 walks while striking out 14, and he pitched on Wednesday in the morning game through a scoreless inning. Fastball, that's low, a four-pitch walk. So a runner at first base, one out, and that'll bring to the plate Anthony Flores, the third baseman, who scored the first run, reached in a fielder's choice in the second, and came in on the RBI single by Alex Arrow. Blue Claws led this game 1-0. Johan Rojas stole third and scored in a throwing error in the first, but Greenville scored the last four runs. Baker out of the stretch, and a breaking ball. Anthony's called strike, nothing and one on Anthony Flores. Blue Claws in their Sunday yellow jerseys, sleeveless yellow, and they wear the red shirts underneath with the sunglasses cap, baby blue with the yellow brim and the sunglasses on the front. Breaking ball high, and the count 1-1. If you look at the reflection of the sunglasses stitched in, you'll see a Ferris wheel on one lens and a roller coaster on the other, and then a JS and a BC in the little lens flare up top. Very cool design. Swing and a miss by Flores, and the count 1-2. Sunday uniforms debuted, of course, last year with part of the Jersey Shore rebrand. Unveiled at Convention Hall in October of 2020. So we're in year two of that. 1-2 on Flores. Baker pitch, breaking ball way outside. And we'll count even at 2-2. Brooklyn's in town this week. They will make three visits here. And these will be the first six games they'll play here. Swing and a miss. Cut it a high fastball, strike three. 97 on the scoreboard gun, so that might well have been 100 miles an hour on that heater from Baker, when there's one away, or two away for a strikeout. Strikeout brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic, the official team physicians of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Rothman Orthopedic Institute's mission is to help patients live pain-free lives. We're experts in orthopedics because orthopedics is all we do. Visit RothmanOrtho.com. Rothman Orthopedics now open in Brink. The batter is Nick Decker, the left fielder. He is 1-for-1 with a walk. Fastball swing and a miss. Big cut by Decker. And again, 97 on the scoreboard gun. Baker, a very hard throwing right-hander. Wingrove holds on Esplin at first. And the 0-1 way outside. One ball, one strike. Torres, Valoria, and Jared Carr. 8-9-1 for Jersey Shore in the bottom half of the fifth. And Baker rocks and deals a good curveball for a called strike across the outside corner. So 1-2 on Decker, who grew up about 40 miles from here, Tabernacle, New Jersey. Seneca High School. 0-2. Popped up off third foul. And by the way, don't forget, tonight here at Shoretown Ballpark is game two of the day here, the Shore Conference Championship game, Jackson Memorial and Red Bank Catholic, 7 o'clock. It's a separate admission. God bless you. My friend Gianna up here sneezing up a storm. Line over to left field, cutting over Carr toward the line. He's there. Makes the catch, side return. No runs, no hits, a walk and a man left. 4.5 complete here in Shoretown. Blue Claws and the drive tied at one. Drive four and the Blue Claws one on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart,
in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry-in floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke.
Nicholas Torres leading off here for the Blue Claws as we hit the bottom of the fifth. First pitch, swing and a miss, changeup, and the count nothing and one from Brian Van Bell. Van Bell in his third inning of relief has not allowed a run, and Torres bounces one up third, foul, hit him in the box, and the count no balls and one strike. Jersey Shore will go to the bullpen again, and this will be a theme today. I think you're going to see, you might well see four more relievers for the final four innings. Tyler McKay is throwing now down there, so it'll be one inning from Baker. 0-2 on Nicholas Torres. Van Bell trying to get two wins in this series. Torres pulls one foul. He won the first game as the starting pitcher back on Tuesday, but today he came in as the first reliever. They used Brendan Cellucci as an opener, and they call Torres out, an automatic strike, and that'll be one away. Keith Foreman's not going to be happy with that one, I don't think, because the ball was still in play, or not in play, but on the field. Here comes Keith down to talk to Nelson Fraley. This is the second time Torres has been punched out on an automatic strike call this season. And look, I the rule is the rule, but to Torres, you know, the ball is in on the field down the line, so he's not expecting the clock to have been reset. And I think that's got to be what Keith's point is here, that Torres was just waiting for the ball to get picked up. It was the previous pitch was a chopper foul up the third base line, and Keith himself, the manager and third base coach, went to go pick it up, and the ball was still on the field. And then by the time Keith picked it up, the clock had run down to nine, and the batter has to be ready with 9 seconds left on the pitch clock, and they call him out. So, you know, he got punched out on one a couple of weeks ago in the Hudson Valley series here, and he wasn't happy about that. You know, that one was borderline. This one, I certainly understand what he was saying. Valoria now bats and fouls a bunt attempt back, and the count nothing and one. So that's the first automatic strike three of the day. And here's Uziel Valoria. No balls and one strike. Pitch by Van Bell, inside and high, and the count one and one. Johan Rojas took an automatic strike three yesterday. Valoria 0-for-1. He flew to right field back in the second inning, and he grounds this one softly to first. Scooped up by Northcutt, touches up with his left foot, 2-away. So, yeah, a disappointing call there for Torres and the Blue Claws. I think Nicholas just thought that maybe the clock shouldn't have started. I mean, I don't know, with the ball was still on the field, that Keith Foreman was going to grab it. So by the time Keith picked it up, Torres stepped back in the box, and then it seemed like the clock was at 9, and you have to be ready by 9, and that was it. Here's Jared Carr. First pitch is inside and low, breaking ball. The count, 1-1, no strikes. 1-0, fouled off his foot at the plate, 1-1. Well, I'm going to ask, we'll ask Keith either later or on Tuesday before the next game to see what what he said, but I think Hearns just thought the ball was still on the field, so he was just waiting. 1-1 is inside. Two balls, a strike. So that's the it was the second strikeout for Van Vell. Now they're two on, nobody on. Bottom five, Greenville 4, Jersey Shore 1. McHale pitched the sixth for the Blue Claws, and Carr takes on. Jared leading off again. He led off in both ends of the doubleheader yesterday. Swing and a miss, big cut. Got a 3-1 pitch. Carr takes big rips and thought he was getting a fastball. He got a 3-1 changeup. Now it's 3-2, and Van Bell deals a changeup again. Bloop in the air, shallow center, charging on Espel. He dives after it, can't get it. He traps it, knocks it down in front of him, and Carr's got a single. So Jared Carr, who had his first two-hit game of the season earlier this week, now has his second two-hit game. Had one in the morning game, the win on Wednesday. Here's Rafael Marchand, the Phillies catcher on a rehab assignment. 0 for 2 today, and he chops one foul at home plate. He has two doubles, 2 for 11, two walks. He has been here since Tuesday. Did not play Thursday and did not play. Excuse me, he's been here since Wednesday. Did not play Thursday. I got my days all screwed up. He's been here since Wednesday. He played Wednesday, Thursday. Was not going to play Friday. Rained out anyway. And then he did not play in game two of the doubleheader yesterday. He DH'd in game one. So he caught Wednesday and Thursday and he's catching today. Nothing in one. He's a switch hitter from Venezuela. And he takes on the outside corner. Thought it was off the plate. Count 3-2. Great guy is Marchand. And the Phillies really like him. Mike Micucci managed him here in 2019. And couldn't find enough good things to say about him. 0-2 lifted down the left field line. Slicing away from Decker. And slicing out of play, in fact. Dropped by a fan on the grass berm, and he hops over the fence into the picnic area to get the foul ball. And he gives it to a kid. I was going to say that was an awful lot of effort for an adult to pick up a ball that's worth about $4.95, but at least he gave it to a kid. 0-2 on Marchand. Van Bell's pitch, line drive, right field, base hit. Carr turns around second, and he'll be held at third. Jimenez has a big arm. And the Blue Claws down by three with two out, taking no chances. So Marchand, a line drive single, his third hit of the week and of his rehab assignment. And Johan Rojas will get a chance here with two out and two aboard. Rojas a double today and a strikeout, 1-for-2, hitting at 198 on the year, and time is called. Batting from the right side, first pitch by Brian Van Bell. Bouncer down to third. Tricky hop, backhanded by Flores. Lunges at the bag at third and just in time ahead of a sliding car, and they get the out. Flores was caught in between, and he fielded a backhand hop. Very difficult play, but then he was flat-footed, and he lunged at third and just got there before Carr. Close play, but they get the out. Five unassisted, and the side retired. No runs on two hits. There were no errors and two left. We go to the sixth inning, and the new pitcher will be Tyler McKay. 4-1 Greenville on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
we've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Tyler McKay takes over for the Blue Claws. Provident Bank call to the bullpen. Jersey Shore down 4-1 as we start the top half of the sixth. And McKay is the fourth pitcher of the day already for the Blue Claws. The first pitch he throws is a breaking ball missing outside to Alex Arrow. Andrew Baker, one inning, no runs, no hits, one walk, one strikeout. And Tyler deals fastball called strike on the outside corner. And the count is 1-1. McKay, a right-hander from Lee's Summit, Missouri, which is outside of Kansas City. Fastball down and away. And the count 2-1. 12 games this year, 16 and a third innings, 17 hits. He's allowed just 6 earned runs. He's walked 5, struck out 14. It's been a pretty solid year for the now 24-year-old right-hander. Pitch outside 3-1. McKay has been with the Blue Claws since back in 2019. He was a starter in 2019, a starter in 2021. Fastball cut out and missed by Arrow, 3-2. Last year at a 4.76 ERA in 13 appearances, but this year he's worked exclusively out of the bullpen, and he has had a good year. 3 balls and 2 strikes on Alex Arrow. And the pitch is just outside. Ball 4. McKay wanted that one. Does not get it, and it's ball 4. That's the 6th walk already by Blue Claws pitching today. McKay pitched on Thursday and gave up an unearned run. And before that, gave up a run in Wilmington in one inning last Sunday. Wingrove holds on Arrow at first. And the pitch inside for a ball. And the count 1-0. And again, the bottom of the order has really killed the Blue Claws these last couple, or hurt the Blue Claws the last couple of days. They won the game yesterday, but it was the bottom of the order that did the damage for Greenville. Pitch outside 2-0. Today, the bottom three hitters in the order, Flores, Decker, and Arrow. Arrow's reached base 3 times. They've combined to reach base 6 times and score 3 of the 4 runs. McKay's pitch is low, and the count 3-0 on Tyler McDonough. So this is the top of the order. And McKay's a pitch away from walking the first two batters of the inning. Blue Claws walked 9 hitters in the first game of this series on Tuesday. And there's a strike. That game Tuesday was a weird one. They walked 9, and Greenville scored 7 times. Scored 9 times in the win. And the first 7 runs that Greenville scored in that game reached base on either walks or errors. 3-1 pitch way outside, ball 4. So McKay comes in and walks the first 2 batters that he faces. And now that's 7 walks for the Blue Claws already in just 5-plus innings. And here's Brad Burgess, the pitching coach. If you're wondering, Blue Claws have walked 9 hitters twice this year. April 19th against Asheville and Tuesday here against Greenville. Blue Claws Baseball is brought to you by Charlie's Pizza, locations in Manchester, Toms River, Lakewood, and a fourth right here at Shoretown Ballpark. Charlie's Pizza is the official pizza of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Elsewhere in the Sally League today, they're in the bottom of the sixth inning in Wilmington, and Aberdeen is trying to go 31-12. They lead Wilmington 5-1 in that game. And a win would give them a 9.5 game lead in the SAL North. First half ends on June 23rd. Here's Gilberto Hemet as he shows bunt, pushes it up third, and it spins foul. No balls and a strike. Jimenez, who in his last at bat against Woodward, batting right-handed, he's a switch hitter, just missed a grand slam. It went off the tippy top of the 8-foot-high padded wall in left field to turn into a 3-run double. And that, to this point, the biggest hit of the game. 4-1 Greenville. And about 6 inches higher, he would have had first grand slam allowed by the Blue Claws this season. 0-1. It pushes another bunt up third, foul. And the count 0-2. I mean, the first time I wasn't that surprised with Torres playing a little bit back behind the bang, but a little surprised in the second one. And the count 0-2 on Jimenez, who is 3-for-3 already in this game. 2 singles and a 3-run double. And he's raised his average 16 points in the last hour and 45 minutes from 261 up to 277. 0-2 here on Jimenez, and McKay's pitch is right down the middle, strike three. That was a wasted at bat by Jimenez. 2 foul bunt attempts, and then takes a fastball right over the heart of the plate for strike three, and there's one away. Strikeout brought to you by Rothman Orthopedic, the official team physicians of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Visit RothmanOrtho.com/shore. Rothman Orthopedics now open and brick. Here's Matthew Lugo, 0-for-3. McKay's pitch, line in the air, right center field. Cutting over the right fielder, Wilson. On the run, in the gap, makes the grab. Back to second base goes Arrow. He tags, heads to third. And Valoria catches the ball from Wilson. No relay throw. So heading to third is Arrow. McDonough stays put at first base. 2 away now, and the batter will be Nicholas Northcutt, the Greenville first baseman. Good play by Wilson on that ball in the right center. Got a good jump on it. It was slicing away from the center fielder, Rojas, so it was Wilson or nobody, and Ethan made a good play. So 2 down, here's Northcutt. It was 0-for-3. He's just 2-for-21 in the series, which he entered having hit 15 home runs and driven in 33. He's stuck on both of those, but does have a runner in scoring position. First and third, 2 down. 4-1 drive in the sixth as McKay throws to first. Greenville came into the series with an OPS of .817 and 70 home runs in 39 games. In the series, though, they're hitting just .202 as a team with a .566 OPS and 20 runs. Breaking ball outside and low. The runner goes. Throw to second, Marchand. Picked by Valoria. And in time, they got him. A low throw by Rafael Marchand, but a great pick at second base by Uziel Valoria. And Tyler McDonough is caught stealing to end the inning. So Tyler McKay walks the first two batters, but gets out of trouble. No runs, no hits. 2 walks, 1 left. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning in Shoretown. Greenville 4, Jersey Shore 1 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry and floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
If the Blue Claws come back and win this game, they'll certainly look back at the top half of the sixth inning when Tyler McKay walked the first two batters, but got a strikeout, a flyout, and a caught stealing to win the inning. Ethan Wilson leading off, bottom of the sixth inning, 4-1 Greenville. Ryan Van Bell's pitch is bunted up third by Wilson. Good bunt, barehand Flores, running throw, not in time. And Ethan Wilson, a perfect bunt up third. Left-handed batter, so he just pushes it up the third base line and has himself a leadoff base hit. So Wilson now 1-for-2 with a walk here today. And he is aboard. He's got 15 stolen bases on the year and is now 11 for his last 30. Nick Matera, the DH, leads things off. He has struck out and reached on an E5. Or doesn't lead off, excuse me. He's up next, and he takes a breaking ball down and away. They have a count, 1-1, no strikes. Swing and a miss by Matera. They have a count, 1-1, one strike. Wilson 14 for 16 stealing bases this year. But remember, down by 3. Not sure if he's going to try it as Van Bell throws over. Jared Carman's also caught stealing with Van Bell pitching back in the third inning. So Van Bell's pretty quick to the plate. Not going. Pitch to Matera. Lasered foul down third. And it's stuck in the netting. And rolls down the ramp at the far end of the Greenville dugout. 1-2 here on Nick Matera. On deck is Casey Martin, who did not miss a home run by much and went out to the warning track back in the fourth inning off Van Bell. And gave up one run in 5 innings on Tuesday to earn the win in the series opener. 1-2, and that's high and tight. Matera nearly goes down as he backs away, and that levels the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wish Rutgers luck today in the Big Ten Championship game. Nick's alma mater, the only Blue Claw to play for Rutgers. 2-2. Grounded to short, softly hit. Lugo waits on it, goes to second. There's one. On to first. Not in time. It gets by the first baseman, Northcutt. And Matera save it. Hits off the fencing in front of the Blue Claw dugout. So still in play, and Matera will be at first. It was a little out in front of that and over the top. Hit a soft, grounded to short. And not only, obviously, an out, but also the Blue Claws swap out runners and end up with a slower runner in Matera than they did in Wilson. Fielder's choice is 6-4 and one away for the shortstop, Casey Martin. Rickson Wingrove on deck. Martin, a right-handed batter from Arkansas, takes curveball high and the count 1-0. Matera leads off first and swinging a miss. Good changeup. Martin gets a lot of off-speed pitches. In fact, he was joking. One time he faced Blue Claws reliever Andrew Schultz. Now, Schultz throws 100 miles an hour. And when Schultz was in Tennessee and Martin was in Arkansas, they faced once and Schultz struck him out on 5 curveballs. Popped up left side of the infield. Down from third comes Flores. Looking up under the sun, he makes the catch on the infield grass, and Matera stays at first. Now there are 2 men away. And that'll bring up the first baseman, Rickson Wingrove. Wingrove is 0-2. Struck out and flown to left. He's homered in each of the last 3 games he's started. And he takes a changeup there. And he's been started with off-speed pitches in each of his 3 at-bats today. And I think that will continue. The ball he hit yesterday was a Derek Hall type of home run to right field. Change up again, a strike on the inside corner. And the count 1-1. Over the outfield concourse. 1-1 pitch popped up very high on the infield. The second baseman coming down, McDonough, out of the infield grass. He's there to make the catch, and that retires the sign. So Wingrove pops out of the inning is over. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left. We have played six full here at Shoretown Ballpark. Blue Claws down 4-1 on BlueClaws.com and MILB-TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join, and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Second inning of relief for Tyler McKay, the right-hander. We go to the seventh inning, and the Blue Claws trail it 4-1. McKay walked 2 in the sixth, the first two. We got a strikeout, a flyout, and then Rafael Marchand threw out a runner stealing to end the sixth. So Nicholas Northcutt, who was batting when Tyler McDonough was caught stealing, will lead off in the seventh. 4-1 Greenville. First pitch by McKay is a breaking ball low, a slider, and the count is 1-1. And no strikes. Second pitch, down and outside. And the count 2-0. Let's check the Phillies scoreboard today. Only one other game going on now, and it's gone final. It actually just got final. Clearwater falls to Jupiter by a final score of 5-2. Kendall Simmons hit a 2-run homer to account for the Threshers' runs. Fastball in there, called strike 2-1 on Northcutt. Matt Osterberg took the loss for Clearwater. Andrew Painter got his first win last night. 5 innings, 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts. Soft grounder foul up third. And the count even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Painter has been one of the brightest spots in the early going among Phillies minor leaguers. He's just been superb down there for the Threshers. First round pick last year from Fort Lauderdale. Fly ball into center for Rojas. Softly hit. Rojas using his glove to shield his eyes from the sun. He barely moves until the very last second and reaches out to his right to make the catch. And there's one away. Rojas barely moved. It looked like he had it the whole way, and then I don't know that he did. And he reached out at the last second, but reels it in. One down for the DH, Joe Davis. Reading will have Ethan Lindo on the mound tonight, 5:15 against Binghamton. Lehigh Valley, 6:35, they host Worcester, and the Phillies, Zach Wheeler on the mound. They're in New York and could really use a win after dropping the first two games of that series to the Mets. Davis swings and misses in the count, nothing and one. Painter, by the way, has now made 8 starts for the Threshers this year. Breaking ball inside, 1-1. He has a 1.38 ERA, 32 2/3 innings, 15 hits. He has walked 15 and struck out 60. 1-1, breaking ball, called strike. He's faced 112 hitters and struck out 60 of them, so obviously more than half. He's faced 129 batters, 60 strikeouts. Grounded a third, high bounce for Torres Bell. Tie throws to first in time to get Joe Davis, And that's out number two. 5-3, crowd out, two away. And the batter will be Tyler Esplin, the center fielder. McKay is retired now 4-0 after walking the first two. But in his career, Painter 72 strikeouts to 150 hitters. That's just out of this world. Esplin bats left, takes outside corner, nothing and one. In the bottom of the seventh against Van Pelt, who will be in his fifth inning of relief, it'll be Nicholas Torres, Uziel Valoria, and Jared Carr, 8-9-1. 0-1 is low, and we count one ball and one strike. I don't know if you had a chance to look yet, but the mercury will be rising on your thermometer, swing and a miss. I looked at it earlier today. Tuesday, Brooklyn's in town, 7:05 first pitch. 96 degrees is the high temperature on Tuesday. And then it'll be in the 70s and low 80s the rest of the week. Bouncer back to the mound, grabbed by McKay. A step to first, throws to Wingrove, inning over. Nice work by Tyler McKay, 1-2-3, go the drive in the seventh. Time to stretch here in Shoretown. 4-1 lead for Greenville here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Take in the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, Goblet Toss. Play nine holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws Games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore's summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with the backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
If you need an up. Seventh inning stretch is brought to you by Atlantic Physical Therapy Center, the official physical therapy provider of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Visit AtlanticPTCenter.com. So Brian Van Bell back out there. Greenville leading it 4-1. This will be Van Bell's fifth inning of work. Blue Claws got one unearned run in the first inning when Johan Rojas doubled with two outs, stole third, and they threw the ball in the left field. Throwing error on Alex Arrow, the catcher, allowed the first run of the game to score, but Greenville got a run back on an Arrow RBI single in the second, and then Gilberto Jimenez a three-run double in the fourth, and that has been the scoring today. Brendan Salucci started through two innings, gave up one unearned run. And here is Nicholas Torres. And then Van Bell is now throwing four scoreless for the drive. Fastball outside, 1-0 on Torres. Carlos Francisco warming in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. He'll pitch the eighth after two scoreless from Tyler McKay. Breaking ball low, and the count 2-0. If you go back a few weeks, April the 24th, so that would be 5 weeks ago today, Blue Claws scored 10 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning. Come back to beat, or bottom of the bottom of the eighth inning to come back and beat Asheville. So they've come back on these Sunday afternoons before. 3-0 on Torres with Uziel Valoria on deck. Inside corner taking all the way. And the count is full at, or sorry, the count is now 3-1 on Nicholas. So 4-1 drive. Blue Claws a win would give them 3 in a row to wrap up this series. Brooklyn in town Tuesday. Fastball fouled away down the right field line, out of play. And Van Bella's come back with Torres, and the count is full at 3-2. So 3-2 the count. And here's the pitch. Popped up off first, out of play. Greenville will stay on the road, but they'll go almost all the way home. But not all the way home. They'll go to Winston-Salem and start a series there beginning on Tuesday. 3-2 on Torres, and the pitch is chopped softly to short. Lugo grabs it, turns, throws, close, and save. He legs out an infield base hit. So an infield single for Nicholas Torres. Seventh hit for Jersey Shore. And that was good base running by Nicholas. Just hustled all the way. Lugo maybe hesitated a half a second, but he put some zip on that throw. Torres just legged it out. So a hustle infield single for Torres, who now is 2-for-3 today. And here's Uziel Valoria. Tying run moves into the on-deck circle here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 4-1 drive. And Valoria bounces one right of the mound. Handled by the pitcher. Van Belli throws low, and it gets by the shortstop Lugo and squirts into left field. Torres up, goes to third. Valoria will stay put at first. That'll be a fielder's choice E1. And the Blue Claws have runners at first and third with nobody out here in the seventh. Van Belli could have gotten an easy out at first. And with a good throw, they would have gotten Torres. But as he looks back on it, I wonder if he do it again, would take the Shore out at first base. Now, again, if he makes a good throw, they get the out at second. So an error on Greenville. That's their third error of the game. One by Flores at third and one by the catcher, Arrow. So here's the chance for Jersey Shore. First and third, nobody out. Bottom of the seventh inning. The batter is Jared Carr, and the first pitch to him is a called strike at the knees. The count is nothing and one. Valoria, the runner at first. And the runner at third base is Nicholas Torrance. 4-1 Greenville, bottom seven. Pitch to Carr. Ground ball right side. Long run. McDonough lunging after it. Bobbles it. Makes the grab. Spins. Throws Carr out at first. But a run scores. And Jersey Shore is within two. Good play by Tyler McDonough. He had to go a long way for that. The second baseman to his left. Bobbled it briefly as he spun around, but gets Carr. So Torres scores. Valoria goes to second, and it's 4-2. For Jared Carr, his seventh, RBI of the season. And here is Rafael Marchand. Switch hitter batting left. First pitch, cut on and missed, and it's nothing and one. Greenville, 4 runs, 6 hits, 3 errors. Jersey Shore, 2 runs, 7 hits, and no errors. Marchand, a line drive single to right field in the fifth inning, faces Van Belli for the second time. Blue Claws down 4-2. And the pitch is a hard ground ball right side. McDonough dives after it. Great play to his feet. Throws to first in time. 2 down. What a play by Tyler McDonough. Fully extended on the dive to his left. And he throws Marchand out for the second of the inning. I don't get a star in the scorebook. 2 away. Valoria does go to third. But now 2 down. Here's Johan Rojas. That run will be unearned. by the way. So both runs the Blue Claws have scored today unearned. Here's Rojas. First pitch to him. Down and inside. 1-0. Johan with one homer this year. He has a double today. That was against the starter, Salucci. And he's 0-2 against Brian Van Bell. Runner at third. Two down. And the pitch is a changeup. Swing and a miss. Beautiful pitch. Count 1-1. Van Bell out of the University of Miami, making his 10th appearance of the season. Picked up his second win of the first game of this series on Tuesday. Rojas bounces one right side. Diving stop. Northcutt to the back end. Throws to the pitcher covering in time to get Rojas. And that retires the sign. What a display of leather by Greenville there in the bottom of the seventh inning. Even the first out on the card round, and McDonough had to go a long way. So McDonough and Northcutt with some great defense. 3-1 in that put out, and the inning is over. One run, one hit, one error, one left. We go to the eighth inning. It's Greenville 4, Jersey Shore 2 on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today. See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Carlos Francisco, the new pitcher. We go to the top of the eighth inning, and Anthony Flores will lead it off for Greenville. Flores, Decker, and Arrow, 7, 8, and 9 against Carlos, the right-hander from Puerto Rico. And the first pitch, a looping liner the other way, lunging grab to his left. Uziel Valoria, the second baseman, good play. One pitch and one out here in the eighth. Provident Bank sponsors the call to the bullpen. Whether you want to save for retirement, a checking account with some robust benefits, or a custom loan for your small business, Provident Bank is committed to making it happen, and that's a commitment you can count on. Learn more at provident.bank. Here's Nick Decker. But Greenville, just some sensational defense there in the bottom of the seventh inning. McDonough made two good plays, and then Northcutt at first, a sliding backhand. And really all three of those balls could have been pitch low, 1-0. Could have been hits, especially the Marchand hit. That was fully extended dive from McDonough, the second baseman. Fastball from Francisco, a strike to Decker in the count 1-1. So while the score is 4-2, that inning could have been a lot different for the Blue Claws. No doubt about it. 1-1 is high. 2-1. Carlos Francisco, 22-year-old. On the year, 0-2, a 4.70 ERA in 11 games, 15 and a third inning, 7 hits. He's walked 15, he struck out 21. 2-1, pulled softly, foul off to the right, and the count 2-2. Tuesday, Kyle Glagoski, I believe, will start. He started the first game of this series. And through 3 scoreless innings, he'll get the Brooklyn Cyclones on Tuesday. Time call by Decker, who has a hit and a walk today, and a fly out. He is 1-2, and the pitch by Francisco on the inside corner changeup got him looking for a called strike 3. First strikeout for Carlos, who is the fifth pitcher of the day for Jersey Shore. Matt Russell started 3 1/3 innings, 1 run, 3 hits. J.P. Woodward, 2/3 of an inning, 3 runs, 3 hits. Andrew Baker, a scoreless inning. Tyler McKay, 2 scoreless innings. And now Francisco. Here is the 9-hitter, Alex Arrow, for Jersey, or for the drive, rather. Fastball strike on the outside corner. So with Baker having thrown today, now Francisco. Francisco hasn't pitched since Tuesday. You still have Jonathan Hughes, who hasn't pitched since Wednesday. He could see him in the ninth. Breaking ball called, strike 0-2. Hughes got a save last week. And then Carlo Reyes hasn't pitched since Thursday. Broken bat pop up in back of short. Martin racing in the shallow left. Dies after, but can't get it. And it drops in for a base hit. So an 0-2 broken bat single by Arrows on base for the fourth time today. He's 2-for-2 with 2 walks and a run scored, plus an RBI. And that'll flip the lineup over and bring up Tyler McDonough. So I would guess you could see, unless they have Francisco pitch 2 innings, my guess would be you see Jonathan Hughes of the ninth. Then you also have Aiden Anderson, who hasn't pitched since Wednesday either. Pitch inside of the count, 1-0. But Aiden threw 3 innings on Wednesday. He was tremendous in that game. And my hunch is that if they don't need to bring him in, they can just save him for Tuesday. Because remember, Kyle Glagoski is still getting stretched out. 1-0, foul back by McDonough. 1-1. So we'll see how they break things out. Francisco's longest outing this year is 2 1/3 innings. He threw 2 innings on Tuesday against Greenville, took the loss, gave up 3 runs, 1 earned, walked 2, and struck out 4. 1-1, swing and a miss, and the count 1-2. McDonough has struck out twice, singled, and walked. Switch hitter bats left out of NC State. Wingrove holds the runner on at first. The pitch is cut on and missed. Pitch in the dirt, blocked by Marchand, who tags out McDonough. Strike 3, and then retires the side. So that's how the eighth inning ends. No runs, 1 hit, no errors, and 1 left. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here in Shoretown. Blue Claws down 4-2 here on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
I've got cancer, but I'm part of a clinical trial that could lead to new breakthroughs.
If you or a loved one has cancer, you need New Jersey's only comprehensive cancer center, designated by the National Cancer Institute.
I've got cancer, but I've also got hope.
We've taken extra precautions to ensure the most advanced cancer care in the safest environment. Learn more at rwjbh.org/beatcancer. RWJ Barnabas Health and Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey. Let's beat cancer together.
Taking the best of the Jersey Shore at Blue Claws Games this summer. Play boardwalk games at the Boardwalk, Hoop Shot, Ring Toss, Balloon Darts, Cat Rank, and Goblet Toss. Play 9 holes of golf at the Manasquan Bank Mini Golf Course down the right field line. Enjoy an ice-cold beer from the Blue Wave Bar, the Sand Bar, or other locations around the ballpark. It's the best of the Jersey Shore, all within one night with the Jersey Shore Blue Claws. Join the fun at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets.
You may know how affordable printing has become.
You may have heard that digital documents can streamline almost every business process.
Someone may also have told you that even a small business like yours can manage it all in the cloud.
But here's something you probably don't know. Shore Business Solutions can help you with all of it. Shore Business Solutions, the partner you didn't know you have. Visit shore-biz.com.
A Premier Sharp dealer, official sponsor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Ryan Zimmerjohn, the new pitcher for Greenville. They make the Provident Bank call to the bullpen. And the Blue Claws right now down by 2. Ryan Van Bell in line for his second win of the series. He goes 5 innings, allows 1 run today. It was unearned. And he gave up 4 hits. Did not walk a batter and struck out 2. Ethan Wilson will lead off against Zimmerjohn. And the first pitch on the way is at the knees for a strike. And the count, nothing and 1. Meanwhile, Aiden Anderson is warming in the bullpen for Jersey Shore. He'll pitch the ninth. Wilson, a hit and a walk. He's 1-for-2 today. And he lifts this one in the air down the left field line. Slicing foul out of play. And that'll end up off the top of the netting and bounce into the third base picnic area. Nothing in two. Severjohn, a 24-year-old right-hander who was a third-round pick in 2019 out of the University of Kansas. This year in nine games, he's 2-0 with a 3.43 ERA, 21 innings, 18 hits, 11 walks, and 24 strikeouts. And misses high there with a fastball, one ball, and two strikes. He does not have a save this year, but considering most of his outings have been at least two innings, might well be on for a save situation here. Here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. And Wilson strikes out. So one away here in the eighth, and that'll bring out the DH, Nick Matera. Matera's 0 for 3 today. He's just 4 for his last 32 and down at 204 on the season. Blue Claws do have Wingrove here. He's due up fourth in the inning, third from this point. So if Matera or Martin get on, and Nick takes in there for a strike, nothing at one, then you would get Wingrove up as the tying run against a right-handed pitcher. Remember, he has three homers this week. Swing and a miss by Matera out in front of a breaking ball, and the count is 0-2. Nick homered yesterday out to the Chick-fil-A fan zone. Hit off the wall in front. Swing and a miss. Fastball got him. Strike three. So Matera down swinging, and Severjohn has picked up back-to-back strikeouts. To start his afternoon, and that'll bring up Casey Martin. Right-handed batter from the University of Arkansas takes a breaking ball in there for a called strike. And the count is 0-1. Severjohn out of the stretch, and a breaking ball down and away, one ball and one strike. Mid to high 90s for Severjohn, who was drafted out of high school by the Rays in the 37th round, but he didn't sign. Breaking ball grounded to third. Scooped up by Flores. Throws across to first. A little low, but dug out by Northcutt, and that retires the side. So it'll have to be a ninth inning rally for the Blue Claws as they go in order here in the eighth. Aiden Anderson coming on for the top half of the ninth inning. 4-2 Greenville on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
At RWJ Barnabas Health, we have a passion for heart health. With the largest adult and pediatric cardiac surgery programs in the state, a heart transplant program that's top 15 in the nation, a partnership with Rutgers Health, the latest technology and medical advancements, and nationally renowned care for every heart in every one of our communities. Whoever your heart beats for, our hearts beat for you. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbh.org/heart.
Join the fun at Blue Claws games all summer long. The new and improved Jersey Shore Blue Claws. The Jersey Shore summer place to be is Shoretown Ballpark. Tickets are on sale now for all home games this year, now through September. Don't miss your chance to see the Philly Stars of tomorrow with a backdrop of one of the minors' best ballparks. The Jersey Shore's hometown team, now better than ever. Jersey Shore Blue Claws tickets are on sale now at blueclaws.com/tickets. That's blueclaws.com/tickets. If you need an optometrist, an ophthalmologist, or eye surgery, go to the place that offers you the complete and comprehensive services you want, Envision Eye Center. Envision can handle everything from routine eye exam, glasses and contacts, dry-in floaters, to laser vision correction and cataract surgery. 732-905-5600 to schedule an appointment today. To find out how you can get $500 off per eye with laser vision correction, that's 732-905-5600, or visit us online at envisioneyecare.com. Envision Eye Care, the official eye doctor of the Jersey Shore Blue Claws.
Aiden Anderson comes on here for the top half of the ninth inning, the sixth Blue Claws pitcher of the day. 4-2 lead for Greenville. Carlos Francisco, one inning, no runs on one hit, no walks, and he struck out two. So Greenville up a pair. Blue Claws will have Rickson Wingrove the lead off in the bottom of the ninth inning. First pitch is hit in the air by Jimenez into center. Back and to his right, Rojas looks into the sun out near the warning track in left center and runs it down. What a win. Jimenez has the biggest hit of the game, the three-run double in the fourth inning. That made it 4-1. Greenville Blue Claws got a run back in the bottom of the seventh. Both Jersey Shore runs in this game unearned. Aiden Anderson, meanwhile, has been tremendous this year. 11 innings, 7 hits, 1 unearned run. He has walked 1, and he has struck out 8. And the first pitch to Matthew Lugo misses outside of the count, 1 ball and no strikes. Right-handed batter from Puerto Rico is Lugo, and Anderson drills one over the outside corner. Aiden from Port Arthur, Texas, went to McNeese State. The twin brother, Grant, who pitches for Frisco in the Ranger system, their double-A team. That one flicked foul by Lugo to the right and out of play, 1-2. So Wingrove, Torres, and Valoria for Jersey Shore. Blue Claws, I'm sure, would rather have Wingrove bat with somebody on base instead of down by two. Tricky hop at third handle nicely by retreating Torres on a bouncer by Lugo, and Torres throws him out. 2 down. Well, that's the way the lineup fell here for Jersey Shore. So Wingrove, then Torres, then Valoria in the ninth inning against Everjohn. And here's Nicholas Northcutt. J.P. Woodward on the hook here for the Blue Claws if they cannot come back. And Northcutt swings and misses, and the count nothing and one. Aiden Anderson threw 3 scoreless innings in the day game on Wednesday and was the winning pitcher. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. The only run he's allowed since joining the Blue Claws a little over a month ago was in an extra inning game in Bowling Green where the inherited runner scored. That starts the inning on second. Pitch outside. And the count, 1-2. And that, of course, is an unearned run. Blue Claws off tomorrow. Brooklyn's here Tuesday. Greenville, meanwhile, will go down to Winston-Salem and play down there on Tuesday. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip held by Marchand. Strike 3. And that retires the side. So Aiden Anderson continues his excellent work. Strikes out Northcutt in a 1-2-3 inning. Last chance for Jersey Shore. 4-2 Greenville. Bottom 9 next on BlueClaws.com and MILB TV.
How to show up with Coca-Cola Energy. You're tired and you're thinking of canceling on your friends.
Don't do it!
Every time you cancel on a friend, a unicorn loses its horn and becomes a regular horse. Do you really want that on your conscience? Instead, grab an ice-cold can of Coca-Cola Energy with delicious Coke taste and reinvigorating energy. Keep the unicorns alive! Show up every day with Coca-Cola Energy. Energy you want, taste you love.
Get ready for camping season at Camping World of Lakewood. Explore great deals on a wide selection of RVs that you won't find anywhere else. As part of America's number one RV network, we have the largest selection of new and pre-owned RVs in the country. Buy with confidence at Camping World, knowing every RV comes with a 3-year Good Sam Elite membership and access to our nationwide service network. Plus, we have all the camping gear and supplies you could need to kick off your camping season. Visit Camping World in Lakewood today.
See dealer for full details and disclaimers.
The Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, is free to join and members will eat free at every Sunday home game in 2022, thanks to Sabret. Kids Club home run members receive 4 free ticket vouchers for games this summer, a Clawstars experience, fireworks on the field, and much more. Sign up for either version today. It's the Blue Claws Kids Club, presented by Jenkinson's Boardwalk, at blueclaws.com/kidsclub. That's blueclaws.com/kidsclub.
Bottom of the ninth inning, Rickson Wingrove will lead it off here for Jersey Shore. Gotten a steady diet of off-speed pitches today after he homered in each of his last 3 starts. Wednesday, Thursday, and then game two on Saturday. And he's over 3 today. Left-handed batter from Newcastle, Australia. First pitch by Zevrajon. It's a breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Nothing and one. So they've started him with a breaking ball in each at-bat today. no surprise. His third home run yesterday went over the outfield, or his third home run this week was yesterday, over the outfield concourse. Swing and a miss there. They give him a fastball, but he chases one high, 0-2. And that's Derek Hall territory out near one of those lifeguard chairs. Including today, 7 for 18, 3 homers, 6 ribbies, but 0 for 3 today. 4-2 Greenville in the ninth. Zephyr Johns 0-2 is high and outside. And it's one ball, two strikes on Rickson. Nicholas Torres has two hits today. He's on deck. And then Uziel Valoria, the second baseman. And then after that, Jared Carr at the top of the order. 1-2, foul back, good cut by Wingrove. And it's one ball, two strikes still. That was 95 miles an hour on the scoreboard gun. So probably close to 100. And the 1-2, breaking ball in the dirt, blocked by Arrow. And Wingrove lays off. Count two balls, two strikes. Blue Claws, for what it's worth, they do not have a walk-off win this year. They've been walked off three times. 2-2. Weak swing and a miss. Handcuffed by breaking ball, strike three. And there's one away. So Zephyr John has struck out three of the four batters that he's faced. One out here in the ninth inning, and the batter will be Nicholas Torres. The last Blue Claws walk-off win was July 7th last year against Wilmington. DJ Stewart had the game-winning base hit. Here's Torres, and the first pitch inside. And the count, one ball and no strikes. That was either the first game of a doubleheader or the completion of a suspended game. Remember, they played a game right after that walk-off win. Pitch low to Torres, 2-0. Baron Radcliffe has moved into the on-deck circle, and he will pinch hit next for Uziel Valoria. 2-0 on Torres. And he chops one down, third foul. And the count is 2-1. Now, Radcliffe has popped. He's got four homers on the season. And the hope for Keith Werman right now is you get Radcliffe up as the tying run. But even if you don't, a guy that will take pitches and can draw a walk, and then maybe that gets the tying run of the play. 2-1 pitch is high, ball three. And the count 3-1. So Ryan Zephyrjohn looking for his first save of the year. Needs two more outs. 3-1 though on Torres. 4-2 drive here in the ninth. And the pitch is grounded to second. 3-1. It's a soft grounder to McDonough. Throws him out. 2-1. Got a fastball in the zone, but didn't do anything with it. Soft grounder to second. And that'll bring up a pinch hitter for the Blue Claws here in Baron Radcliffe. So Radcliffe in for Valoria. If the Blue Claws do force a 10th inning, then they would move some guys around defensively, probably put Nicholas Torres at second and then put DJ Stewart in at third. But Radcliffe will get in at bat here as a pinch hitter. On the year, he's at 209, four home runs. He has struck out 58 times and walked 26 times. And he looks at a curveball from Zephyrjohn in there for a strike. And the count, nothing and one. So 141 plate appearances. He's either walked or struck out in 84 of them. 0-1 the count. And he dribbles one foul behind the plate. Nothing and two. This is a very tough role. Sit in the bench for 2.5 hours. And then get up and try to hit a guy who throws nearly 100 miles an hour. Zephyrjohn shakes off Arrow and Radcliffe in an 0-2 hole. Here's the pitch, and it's a breaking ball. Almost hit him. He jackknifes out of the way, and it rolls back to the screen. And it's 1-2. If Baron can get on, it'll be up to Jared Carr to extend the game. Carr, two hits in four at-bats today. There's one kid down there trying to get a Let's Go Blue Claws chant going. I think he got his dad involved sitting next to him, but I don't know about anybody else. 1-2 on Radcliffe, the pitch. Fastball, swing and a miss. He got him, and the ball game is over. Greenville takes the finale 4-2, and they get a split of the six-game series here in Shoretown. Blue Claws scored two runs today. They were both unearned. And Greenville wins the finale by a pair. Four runs, seven hits, and three errors for the drive. Two runs, seven hits, no errors for the Blue Claws. Brian Van Bell is the winning pitcher. He's 3-2. The losing pitcher is J.P. Woodward, and he is 2-3. And Zephyr John gets the save, his first of the year. Jersey Shore is 16-27. Greenville is 18-27 on the year. Time of the game was 2.5 hours, and the attendance today was 2,243. There were no home runs today for the Blue Claws. Multi-hit games, two-hit game for Jared Carr, and a two-hit game for Nicholas Torres. Blue Claws used six pitchers. The last four combined to throw five scoreless innings. One from Baker, two from McKay, one from Francisco, and one from Aiden Anderson. Greenville wins the finale 4-2. The Blue Claws and the Drive split six games here at First Energy Park this week. We're back on the air Tuesday at 6:50. Remember, 7:05 starts next week. The Blue Claws and Brooklyn. No more 6:35 games. So the next time we're on the air, Tuesday night, 7:05. The Brooklyn Cyclones in town, the Mets affiliate, and we'll be there Tuesday night. So enjoy Memorial Day. Enjoy Memorial Day weekend. Beautiful couple of days here with the Jersey Shore, and we'll see you on Tuesday from Shoretown. If you want tickets, 732-901-7000, blueclaws.com. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Greg Jamborisi. Final score, Greenville 4 and Jersey Shore 2.